This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. Helps you become well-informed. Yeah, there are people that listen to you or may perceive what you're saying to be the total truth, unlike me. And if you say it, if you show them why it's true and why it's real, you might be surprised as to what you can get accomplished. Seriously. No joke. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. Again, 5563. I appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Where, you know, it really is quite simple. If you go over to MyPillow.com, you still might have time to get your product to you by Christmas. And you want to make sure that you're, you know, don't screw up. Make sure that what you want to get, you know, you get your honey. It's sheets, pillowcases, mattress covers. Just go ahead and peruse. You know, it's free to get on there and just look around. Did you know that? And it's free. So take advantage of it. Hop on there. Look around. Get a feel for what's you know what's there. Anyway, so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Right? Having something to say. It is a big deal. You know, I got to tell you, I look at this stuff. I know that I know that people have come to me and say, why bother? You know, the last two elections, the person I voted for didn't win. I mean, okay, so do you give up? Really, do you give up? You know, you have to fight to the last breath you have. If you really believe in it, you need to fight right up to that last breath you have. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, we will be joined by Brad Dacus, our legal expert here, to talk about some of the issues that are going on with Trump, in his case, and other things. All right. Yeah, this should make you nuts. You know, we're fighting for every nickel we have, trying to get our debt down. Well, actually, that's not true. They're trying to drive it up for whatever reason. And did you know that Delta was flying illegals across America on your money? On your dime? I mean, seriously. Anyway, a woman was starting to ask questions of a Delta representative. And then that Delta representative started following her around the airport. She said, my flight from Phoenix appears to be flying migrants who crossed the border and are being shipped to New York, she wrote. When I asked the Delta representative if this was the case, his response was, what does it matter? They're humans, too. Well, nobody cares whether they're humans or not. What it matters is that they're flying on my dime. She would honestly help more people boycott Delta and any other airline complicit in transporting illegal migrants from border states to be dropped off in cities around America. We've got more power as capitalist consumers than we do as ballot box in many ways. She said, I fly Delta exclusively. I've been a big fan for years, and that's why this story is especially troubling to me. I'm a Diamond Medallion member. I'm also a member of the Million Mile Club. I'd like to know why Delta is colluding with the federal government to assist with planned invasions of our nation. Right? They're using my tax dollars, and I'm buying tickets. Right? I mean, think about something. These are people... Come on. You have to go through TSA. You have to go through all kinds of scans. You have to go through all kinds of checks when you get to the airport, things that you can and can't carry on with you. We don't even know if these people who are giving us their names are really the people they say their names are. They've got nothing. They got no legal form of identification. We don't know what inoculations they've had or haven't had. We don't know if they're really from the country they say they're. We don't know anything about them. You're going to fly them into New York, open the door, and let them go. Now you can say, Joe, you're being a hypocrite. What about you don't seem to have a problem with Texas and Florida bussing them up? No, I don't. I mean, look at it. If Biden can do it, the federal government can do it, why should I complain about Texas doing it? If they're going to end up someplace, I'd like to see this is what we need to do. We need to focus and make sure they flood those cities who had big mouths saying, you know, getting on the case of the governors from these other states. You know, you need to take them in. It's a humanitarian dude. That's what America's all about. Well, just don't send them here. Seriously. This gets nuts. And it keeps getting worse. It keeps getting worse. It keeps getting worse. I've got so many stories. I know I shouldn't do this to him, but I do anyway. I got so many stories for Brad. Or items I'd like him to comment on. So when he gets on, he's going to be a busy man. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I appreciate so much the time that you are spending with me. And let's just get through it because I got so many questions to ask this guy. He's sharp. He's on it. I don't believe I've caught him yet, but I will one of these days. The founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, joins us as he does every week. He is out there protecting your rights for your kids, your rights for your liberties and your freedoms. And, Brad, God bless you. Thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
So, okay, you know the big news of the day is the Colorado Supreme Court disqualified Trump from a 2024 ballot. And apparently now in this country, or at least in the state of Colorado, before you've been trialed, committed, found guilty of, in their eyes, you're guilty. Explain.
Yeah, that's the big problem with this decision. That's one of the three judges in the dissent. It was a 4-3 decision. All of these, by the way, are Democrats on the state Supreme Court of Colorado, all appointed by Democrats, Democrat governors. So it's interesting. Among them, you have the more radical fringe of the court, the four justices, who said they just made their own determinations, and in applying the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, and yet the minority in the court, the three justices, one of the justices said in dissent, saying, "What are you doing? There hasn't even been a trial on this. There hasn't been a jury determination as to whether or not he has violated Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, that he's committed, treason and insurrection and instigated insurrection against the government." And, of course, the evidence isn't there. I've looked at all the evidence that's there. I try to look at it critically. If that's what happened, then let's face it and deal with reality. But it's not there. And so,
no, that but Brad, that's the difference between us and them. Frankly, we would look at that as we have done with the. We just removed that congressman in D.C. and we would look at it and go, "Well, you know what, Trump? He did it. He did it, and he needs to pay for it." They will never do that.
Right. Yeah, you're right. The Republicans are very critical of themselves. If they see one of their members do something illegal, unconstitutional, et cetera, they call it out. That's what they do. Even when Nixon was impeached, a lot of Republicans voted for impeachment. But the Democrats, it's really just a shame to them and their party, because what they're pointing themselves out to be and creating is anything but democratic. That state Supreme Court, by this action, basically has tried to usurp and deny the ability for the people of Colorado to choose who they want to vote for president without due process, without a proceeding as to guilt or determination, whether it was insurrection. It is a sham. We see similar state Supreme Courts. I'm going to call it out on this radio show for the state of Washington, for the state of Oregon, California, New York. It is outrageous the kind of people sitting, which are a mockery of justice on our state Supreme Courts, and that is why I believe very firmly that, number one, the Supreme Court is going to take this up, and number two, they're going to decide that this is they're going to reverse it and say you cannot disqualify someone from running for president. And I think it's really interesting to note that the reason Section 3 of the 14th Amendment was adopted, it was adopted after the Civil War. This is a measure, a very controversial measure in a way, to punish anyone who fought for the South and specifically fought to defend their state that seceded from the Union. And that was the perspective of the Southern soldiers. The Northern soldiers, it was a war against slavery. For the Southern soldiers, they didn't own slaves. There was a war about states' rights and their Virginia or their Mississippi or whatever it was. Nonetheless, the North, Lincoln wanted to reconcile matters as quickly as possible. He was assassinated, so boom, this was passed, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, which was to punish and ban anyone who fought for the South to ever be able to run for federal office. And so this is a real miscarriage of justice. This has never been implemented, ever attempted to be implemented for anyone seeking for the presidency of the United States. I think that this is going to be struck down. The only question in my mind, is it going to be unanimous? Or is it going to be a 7-2? I think Kagan will strike it down. But Sotomayor and Jackson, they're sort of rogue activists who put on a black robe and try to pretend they're justices on the Supreme Court. So
all right,
we don't know what they're going to do.
I got a lot to get through. In that case, there was a Colorado district judge, Sarah Wallace. She allowed Trump to stay on the ballot, but she found that Trump engaged in insurrection for his role on January 6th. She should have never have said that, right? I mean, because that's not what the case was all about at that point.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It is amazing. And also, I just want to point out, the record clearly shows that Trump made it very clear to do not break the law. We are, abide by the law. Do not break the law. You know, so he made it very, very clear what his intentions were. He was supporting the protest, which half of America was supporting because of the apparent fraud and the desire for Congress, for the Senate to exercise its 10 days to examine and scrutinize the balloting for corruption and the determination of the electors. Everything, that was all constitutional. It was legal. He said nothing to order people, to plan for people to invade the Capitol unlawfully. So that is what it is. It's very clear. So this is a political move. This is lawfare once again, and we need to call it out. And the state of Colorado should just be grateful that we have a U.S. Supreme Court that's going to correct them, because otherwise a lot of Americans would be thinking of other ways to take back our country, and it won't be pretty if that ever happens.
All right. Let's move on to the judge, the Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, whatever his name is. On Monday, he dismissed, at least for the fifth time, he claims, former President Donald Trump's motion for a direct verdict. In that, he said a lie is still a lie. He noted, he got a three-page ruling. He basically said that the experts that Trump brought in were not experts, that the valuations are subjective, and that the law only penalizes material deviations. He goes through this whole dance. We'll have to hit this on the other side of the break. Goes through all this word dance to basically say, I don't believe you're experts. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. So, I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't know if you talked to your, I don't know the attorney out of, she's on the East Coast. I don't know if she's in New Jersey or Maryland or one of those places.
Letter from the IRS. Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Google has agreed to pay $700 million to states and consumers in an antitrust settlement. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Google violated federal and state antitrust laws with anti-competitive behavior.
That includes preventing other app stores from being preloaded on Android devices. That means buying off companies who may have launched rival app stores to Google Play Store.
For the second time in U.S. history, an Air Force general is set to undergo a court-martial.
Philip Stewart, who previously headed pilot training at Randolph Air Force Base in San Antonio, faces accusations of sexually assaulting a female officer at a base in Oklahoma. According to Bill Gates, a substantial surge in technology is expected in the coming year. Scientists will be dedicated to refining AI to bring about notable improvements. Dave Collins, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, some of you, I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? Some of you people send Christmas cards or quote-unquote holiday cards. We have a long-standing tradition in my family, and it makes some people nuts, but whatever. And my wife, when we first got married, she looked at me and said, what? What do you do? Here's the deal. I appreciate you sending me a card, you know, for Christmas. I really do, and I mean that sincerely. But if your card says, Happy Holidays, or Season Greetings, it goes into the trash. I don't even register that you sent it to me. I don't hang it up. I don't do anything. It goes right in the garbage can. It is Christmas for me. Now, if you make a mistake, you think I'm Jewish, you send me a Happy Hanukkah card or something like that, I respect that, and I won't get mad about it, and I won't throw it away. But to say Happy Holidays when you know I'm a Christian... Okay, to say Happy Holidays to me, is a real, in my humble opinion, is a real insult. Because to me, it's about Christ. It's about my Savior. It's not about a tree. The tree is not the... I love some of these suits that I'm reading about. Brad will get a giggle out of this, too, you know, where you've got the freedom from religion freaks running around, and if you have a Christmas tree, then all of a sudden you're promoting a religion. Well, what is the religion? The first church of the tree? I mean, I don't get it. You know, there's so many symbols of Christmas that have absolutely nothing to do with religion, and yet these guys hate God so much that even if it smells like it might have something to do with God, their brains get all scrambled. Right, Brad?
Right. Absolutely. It is pretty crazy. The Christmas tree is not a religious symbol. It's a secular symbol.
Yeah.
Christmas is both a religious holiday and a secular holiday. And surprisingly, it's a nationally recognized holiday. So this is really crazy. And, you know, these are crazy complaints.
You won't remember this because we've been going through stuff for so long. But one of the first things I tasked you with was there was a complaint about getting rid of Christmas songs from the choirs, that they weren't going to allow them to sing them, and you know, anything to do with Jesus and this and Oh Holy Night and all that stuff. And I called you and I said, this can't be right. This can't be real. And you said, no, it's not. And you sent me the PDF of the Supreme Court ruling on Christmas carols in the public, you know, in schools. And I gave that to every principal and the superintendent of the school district. And I said, I hope this issue is settled. And the superintendent looked at me and said, I got the message, and we'll change nothing. We're fine.
Yeah.
So it just takes information.
Yeah, it does. And unfortunately, in our universities and colleges, where they have students getting their education degree, education majors, they just don't teach them much about the Constitution and how it applies to the classroom or to public places. And so that's a real deficit that our public school educators have, unfortunately, on a very wide scale.
Yep. Hey, so we were talking about the Manhattan Supreme Court Justice, Arthur Engoron, and he just pretty much dismissed, anything that Trump wants, he just kind of dismisses as a rule. And even went so far to say that the experts that Trump brought in really were not experts. He's not going to be fooled. And, that valuations are subjective, and therefore he's sticking with his valuation, and Trump can go pound sand. First of all, a judge, we already know what this judge wants. He wants to throw Trump in jail. But,
right.
I mean, is this an opening? Is this a crack for an appeal later on with a different judge based on this?
Oh, yes. This judge, it's a shame. And most of our judges are not like him.
Right.
He is a major aberration to the normal judge. This is a judge who is an activist who put on a black robe and decided he wants to get Trump, just like the DA. That's her goal. Instead of to abide by the law, to apply the law neutrally, non-discriminatory, no.
Right.
DAs, that's their job as well. That's her perspective, their perspective as well. So this judge is ignoring the facts, ignoring the experts. This is going to be so ripe for appeal. And I believe, I'm very confident in the end, this judge is not only not going to prevail in his goal to thwart the law, thwart justice, just to get Trump, but I believe in the end it's going to be a shameful scar on him. And if he was in another state like Texas or other states, I believe there'd be a good chance he could even lose his position as judge or even his license to practice law. It is that flagrant of a grotesque injustice and ignoring of the law and equal treatment and proper enforcement and application of the law. And in this case, the admission of evidence and the proper way of treating evidence.
Yeah, it's quite interesting in watching the judge. To most of us, is a very powerful person, right? I mean, they have a decision whether to put you in jail, not put you in jail. If you don't have the money to push back and fight it, you're kind of screwed, if you would, because, you know, again, his order is going to stand. It takes a little bit of money to make things happen. But this kind of thing is so blatant that even the non-lawyer sitting here is going, that can't be right. That can't be possible to allow that kind of thing to happen.
Right. You know? And the evidence is very compelling as far as the valuation issues. And what he's trying to pull is just, he's not competent. He's not qualified as an expert himself. And for him to ignore the experts, to ignore the obvious market data, is really just disgraceful. It is really disgraceful and shameful. And but that's what we're dealing with. And I'll tell you, that's one reason why I think we at Pacific Justice Institute, Joe, are so busy across the country. We have over 255 cases in active litigation. That number is probably actually higher since I last checked. It's increasing and increasing. I just came back from PPUSA at their conference there in Phoenix, and I did a breakout session, and we spoke, and we had Charlie Kirk said some great things about the work that we're doing. But I talked to one of our attorneys that was on the panel that we put together for the big, huge conference. Over 13,000 young people were there, a lot of them college kids. And one of the attorneys, I said, so how many cases do you have? He goes, well, actually, no, I've got, I just filed three more. I said, you're kidding. He goes, yeah, no, it's unbelievable how many cases we're having to file and follow through because we at Pacific Justice Institute will not allow these quote-unquote judges and quote-unquote prosecutors get away with the flagrant lawfare that they're implementing against decent, God-fearing, America-loving moms and dads and people out there and pastors and clergy out there. So people need to understand, I've never in my life ever seen the judicial branch was filled with so much flagrant corruption and disrespect for the Constitution and specific due process and equal protection under the law.
They don't even, and you taught me this a long time ago, and I started paying attention to it, which is they don't even cite the Constitution. They usually cite another judge, another case, another whatever, you know, another state or somewhere else where they should be coming back. Look, the Constitution clearly states A, right? But they don't do that. You know, you never hear them cite the Constitution. All right, here we go again. Freedom of everything, right? New York lawmakers now, they're trying to force Chick-fil-A to stay open on Sundays. Right, so really irritated about them being closed on Sunday, and if you think about it, it's not like there's a test that says, all right, we're going to close on Sunday. All employees are required to go to church and let us know what they learned on Monday. It's not what this is about. They want you to be with your family. They want you to have a day down. They take that from biblical principle. Well, these anti-Christian activists there in New York, and they've been after these guys for years. So now what they've said is, you know, all those contracts that you signed to be at the rest stops all through New York, you have to be open on Sunday. If you're at a rest stop, you have to be open on a Sunday. And in the original contract, if it doesn't say that, they shouldn't be able to enforce this, should they?
No, they should not. And this is a clear tip, and it's undisputed. The reason they're pushing this is they're trying to find a way to punish Chick-fil-A, to take them down. It's owned by a Christian family. They know that. They know that's why it's not open on Sunday. And it's so ironic because those that would love to see them go out of business, ironically, are now actually pushing them to be open on Sunday. It would actually increase the profits of Chick-fil-A.
I know.
And it's not about the fact that these stops, truck stops, have a Chick-fil-A and that's all they've got. And even how they define a truck stop community in town. I travel quite a bit.
Yep.
And you know, is light? Is that all the restaurants on it? Is that a truck stop or is it just a small
every,
town?
Every New York. We'll talk about it more into the side of break. Thomas Senior Host, Tucker Farr, a lot more coming up with Brad right after a few commercials.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Joined again by Brad Dankus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get rolling and I lose track of time, go ahead and tell people what PJI is all about and how they can help you.
Yeah. We at Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization, and we specialize in defending religious freedom, but also parents' rights against the government, against government tyranny, and also the sanctity of human life. We're very unique in that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road. We have our true ministry heart to make sure that everyone gets help. And we also have 36 offices in 29 states. We have attorneys all across the country. We have the largest footprint of its kind of any legal organization, and we're here and committed to making sure that people get the help they need, that our Constitution is protected, and that moms and dads and private business owners and churches and synagogues are not left out in the cold against the growing activities of tyranny that are so contrary to our Constitution and our foundation as the United States of America.
And you do, Scalia, I got hooked on these I was going to call them short talks with Scalia, but they weren't. They were an hour, sometimes 2 hours long. And it was Scalia and one of his, one of his colleagues. And one of the things that stood out in my mind in one of his talks, he said, look, we have a constitution. And he went through all the beauties of the constitution. He said, but it's so fragile in the fact that if you don't use it as the foundation, it's useless. We no right. longer have one. It has to be the foundation. Every decision has to be based on the foundation of the Constitution. If not, it doesn't exist. And I can see that today. I mean, I didn't quite understand it, 8 years ago when I saw it, saw the talk. But today you have to sit back and go, okay, I fully understand now exactly what he was talking about, you know?
So. Yeah, he was one of the greatest justices, clearly, of the 20th century. And his points were very, people thought, he's real conservative. No, he just went to the original intent and strict construction of the Constitution.
Yeah, right. He was what they referred to as an originalist, okay? He sat
right.
there and said, what I used to love that he would do is he'd say, look, when coming up with the Second Amendment, we're coming up with this, Adams and Jefferson and so-and-so had this conversation, and their thought was this, and they finally decided on it. So he lays out how they came up. Whether it was the amendment or the law to begin with. So now you had a full understanding of where their minds were at when they put this in place to begin with. And he felt that was like one of the most important things you could do and not interpret it as a living and breathing and growing document, which is what many have done. And he always felt that was going to be a problem. And look, it's a problem.
Yeah, living, breathing document. Whose breath are we talking about? Oh, that's right. We're talking about the breath of a few activist Supreme Court justices wanting to speak forth what they wanted to be.
Yep.
That's called tyranny, even borderline treason. And that's why it's so important that we have someone in the White House and people in the Senate appointing justices that do their job, their oath, which is to respect and protect the Constitution of the United States. And it's up to we, the people, to amend it, not some activist judges, which has created so many problems over the years when we see that happen. And fortunately, we've got six justices on the Supreme Court that have proven themselves, by and by, to be fairly respectful of that principle
but
of original intent.
To come back to the education system, two things. One is, I'll bet you that many of your first-year attorneys, your attorneys coming out of law school today, don't understand the Constitution in its fullest, don't understand the Bill of Rights and the amendments in their fullest. I'm willing to bet that because I know, again, when you talk to some of these young kids just graduating out of high school, they think you could just vote the Constitution out. It's outdated, it's old. And I go, well, change it. What do you mean change it? You can change it. That's what the amendment. What do you think the amendments are? It's so you can change things in the Constitution, but you do it. As a constitutional republic, that's how you make it happen. They don't know this. They don't understand this.
Right. Instead of our children in our public schools learning about the Constitution, our fundamental rights, they're learning about woke, CRT, LGBTQ radicalism, and whoever's in power wins. It's a very dangerous philosophy. And then attorneys graduating from law school. I would say especially those who attended the top, the top law schools, the top 20, and I went to one of those law schools, they don't teach the whole Constitution, just bits and pieces of it. And I would say 99% of the students have never read the entire Constitution.
Or the Federalist Papers, because that's the basis of what this was all written around, is it not?
Right, right. Exactly. And you ask them who Blackstone is, and most young attorneys, they don't know. They have no clue, which is really, really just shameful. And it's important that we maintain that understanding, because otherwise we're going to float away what the Constitution is, what it means, at the cost of...
It'll be an afterthought, a behind thought. All right. I got to get through two or three more stories, so...
Sure.
The Georgia elections, that Giuliani was just hit with $148 million defamation suits and all $148 million. I'm really sure that those two women were hurt to the tune of $148 million. Anyway, they are now back in court after winning that, suing Giuliani again to seek to permanently bar him for making public statements about the 2020 election activity. That neither one of these have been a hold. I mean, the fact that an attorney would even take this in is amazing to me. But they can't stop him from saying anything about the 2020 election.
Right. They're not going to be able to do that. And the fact that they're trying, it's, once again, this is lawfare. Giuliani is one of the most respected, probably the most respected mayors in U.S. history for what he did for the city of New York. Unbelievable what he did. It was a role model of public service. And yet he is, you know, being treated like a criminal. People are also entitled under the First Amendment to make opinionated statements, especially with they can make even factual determination statements if it's, you know, under issues of disputed fact. And the election was, I think, clearly qualifies for that. So I think there's a good chance we're going to see both of those overturned on appeal.
If you read the letters that our founding fathers wrote to each other and some of the speeches they gave, they would all be in jail today, all of them.
Correct.
With the stuff that they said about each other and what have you. Just amazing.
Well, and Al Gore would be in jail. Hillary Clinton would be in jail because, you know, they said that their elections, those were fraudulent. They said that it wasn't legit. You know, that's their opinion. And I, as an attorney, would defend their right under the First Amendment to make those outrageous statements.
Yep.
And yet, when it comes, once again, it goes back to equal justice. We do not have equal justice. We have lawfare. And I just hope things turn around with regards to where this is headed, because if President Donald Trump ends up in prison because of this blatant corruption, absolute tyranny and corruption, yep, by these justices and prosecutors, this nation, as we know it, could face a very bleak and dark immediate future.
No question. All right. So here's one for the books, because you just brought up his name. D.C. Transit now is rejecting ad banners featuring George Washington kneeling in prayer. Now, we know in writings, forget the pictures for a moment, there were many of his aides around him who talked frequently about him kneeling in prayer, catching him in prayer at his desk or next to his desk. And my question for you is, if they take ads, right, from anybody else, how can they reject this ad?
Yeah, we have to define, is it a private party or is it a public institution? And if it's a government, a public institution, then they cannot discriminate in terms of viewpoint and content, in terms of perspective, viewpoint. They just can't do that. They can't say, oh, this is religious. That's not, oh, we're not going to allow that. This Supreme Court in particular has made it very clear. Government, you cannot single out speech because it is apparently religious or perceived as religious. That is unconstitutional, especially as applied to government actions.
Well, this is the other part about this, too, is this is the ads being put up by wall builders. We all know who they are. But the bottom line with it, again, he is well-known. President Washington was well-known,
right,
for taking a knee in prayer, for, you know, being with his other officers in prayer. All right, Brad, God bless for what you're doing. We're up against it. PJI.org, people. Go over there, check them out. And understand, even if you have nothing going on now, you have friends, relatives, and loved ones that may have something going on in the future and need legal help. So can't do it for free. Not like Brad can walk into the court and say, I represent God, and they go, oh, in that case, all fees are waived. No, they need money to operate. So God bless, Brad. Appreciate what you're doing. All right, you got me for the next hour, people. Good luck to you, because I got a lot to beef about. Let me tell you what.